Now to a milestone in the investigation into the attack on the U.S. Capitol. Today, in federal court in Washington, D.C., a Florida man who entered the floor of the Senate during the January 6th riot was sentenced to 8 months in prison. He becomes the first defendant to be sentenced for a felony plea in the investigation. NPR Justice correspondent Ryan Lucas was at the courthouse. Hey, Ryan.
Hi there.
So I know most of the court hearings here in Washington for defendants in the Capitol riot have been done virtually. This one was in person. Paint us a picture of what it was like today in court.
Well, there was a small bank of TV cameras outside the entrance to the courthouse, but otherwise it was pretty quiet. People are still wearing masks in court here in D.C., and social distancing still very much applies. They've even set up glass partitions in the courtroom to separate people because of COVID. And as you said, almost all of these Capitol riot hearings have been done virtually. But Paul Hodgkins, the defendant in this case, was in court today for his sentencing. He was dressed in a dark suit with a striped tie, and he had his long hair pulled back into a ponytail.
And what else do we know about Paul Hodgkins?
He's a crane operator from Florida. He took a bus from Tampa to Washington for January 6th to show his support for Donald Trump. On that day, he walked from the rally near the White House to the Capitol. He entered the building after the doors had already been bashed in by others. And he ultimately made his way through the halls of the Capitol and onto the floor of the Senate, carrying a big red Trump 2020 flag with him. He was among the first of the January 6th defendants to plead guilty. In his case, he pleaded guilty to one felony count of obstructing an official proceeding. He was not accused of violence or destroying property. He did speak in court today. He said he was truly remorseful and regretful for what he did on January 6th. He said, quote, "I say this not because I face consequence, but because of the damage that day's incident caused, the way this country that I love has been hurt." He said it was a, quote, "foolish decision," and that he takes full responsibility for it.
Interesting. All right. So to his sentence, 8 months in prison, what did the judge say about how he came to that conclusion?
Well, the judge in this case, Randolph Moss, said he had a lot to consider. This is, as you noted, the first felony case to go to sentencing from the Capitol riot. And there isn't really anything similar in American history before this to look back to as a precedent. Judge Moss said what happened on January 6th was horrific, and it did profound damage to the country's democracy. And he said it is essential to send a message that the rioters' actions are unacceptable. But at the same time, he's sentencing only Paul Hodgkins for his actions. And Moss said he thinks Hodgkins made some very bad decisions on January 6th, but he doesn't think that Hodgkins poses a threat in the future. He noted that Hodgkins did not previously have a criminal record. He didn't act violently on January 6th. He didn't destroy property. And so the judge came down on 8 months in prison and 2 years of supervised release, which the judge said he thought was a fair sentence.
Is this sentence a likely blueprint for other defendants for January 6th charges?
Well, from talking to defense attorneys, the sense is that this is laying the foundations. We've already seen one defendant sentenced for a misdemeanor plea from January 6th. She received 3 years of probation. Now we have Hodgkins getting 8 months for a nonviolent felony. The Justice Department with Hodgkins had asked for 18 months. We have yet to see, though, sentencing for a capital defendant charged with violence or conspiracy. And those people may very well face much longer sentences.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you.
NPR's Ryan Lucas.